Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. We are broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. 1 hour left for us today. Midday show coming up at 10, but time to get in. 215-592-9494. Talking about a lot of things today. More fallout from the Joel Embiid story. And, you know, whether you read it the same way I do, that I kind of think it's a cry to get out of here. Like, I don't think Joel Embiid wants to be here anymore. I think it was interesting for that piece to drop when it did. And I just don't see how it's productive moving forward. If the goal is to win, to, you know, come out and pretty much bury the organization, air out all that dirty laundry, I don't think it's all totally wrong. Like, I don't think the Sixers were justified in a lot of things they did. They've done a lot, made a lot of mistakes over the years, but I don't think it's helpful moving forward. So you want to get in on that. Also talking about the Phillies, our Twitter poll question of the day, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter, and our Twitter poll question today, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. And a question today, do you still believe this Phillies team can win a World Series as we head into the second half and really the stretch run here? Got about 10 days till the deadline, and a lot going to be determined here in the next few days. So,
we need to see just the position. We need to see the attack position from Dave Dombrowski. You know, like over these next however long it is, 10 days, trade deadline that we're talking. Is that how much we're talking? 2 weeks?
About 10
13
days.
13 days, whatever it is. We need to see the proactive Dave Dombrowski, the overactive Dave Dombrowski, the Dave Dombrowski that's willing to pony up, in some cases, guys that, you know, we know the names of, guys who are in our farm system, but we are aware of. You know, now is the time to pull the trigger on these deals that get you bigger name guys. I'm tired of the way that last year the trade deadline felt, where it was, this is lukewarm. Why aren't we fully in? But, it's good enough. Carlos Estevez, like, he was pretty good. He's now an all-star for someone else. He was pretty good. Let's get lots of activity working prior to this trade deadline. Let's see you go all in, because this team needs it if we're going to win a World Series. We can win a World Series. We just need serious Dave Dombrowski, what would you call it? Motivation, activation.
Aggression? Yeah, aggression.
Yeah, sure. I think that's what I need to see.
Agreed. And we'll get to some interesting sound regarding the Phillies approach to the deadline in a minute. But first, no drop of the week this week. Drop of the week would be sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. I think the drop of the week this week would have just been John saying the word beleaguered.
Yeah, probably. That would be a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was saying beleaguered a lot.
Well,
in the first
I've been
hour
saying
of the show.
Sensitive, Tom, also. Sensitive and talkative.
Talkative Tom.
Sensitive,
yeah,
Tom.
You said that
Tom
quite a bit that mm-hmm. week, too. Mm-hmm.
Beleaguered
too.
Tom.
Yeah, beleaguered Tom is my favorite. 215-592-9494. Get back to the phones in a minute here. But first, some interesting reports regarding the trade deadline. First off, just talk about the Phils needing aggressive Dave Dombrowski. Here was Ken Rosenthal talking yesterday about what he's hearing as far as how the Phillies are going to approach this thing.
I expect they're going to be active for multiple relievers, and they need a big one. There's no question about that. Alvarado's coming back in August, but he's not going to be eligible for the postseason after getting a PED suspension. They are a team that would be in the mix for all of those controllable relievers in the AL Central we were talking about. Class A and Jax and Duran. David Bednar would be another possibility for them. Any reliever out there is someone that they're going to look at. There's also been talk with them of an outfielder, and it could be someone from their own system. Justin Crawford is someone getting a lot of mention, Carl Crawford's son. But ideally, it would be someone a little bit more proven, maybe a center fielder that would enable them to move Marsh to left at certain times. I see them being quite active. Dave Dombrowski knows that this team's window does not go on forever. Schwarber and Realmuto, free agents after this year. They probably will try to re-sign both. Then they've got a lot of money coming off the books after 26. So they are an interesting team in an interesting place, and I do expect them to be aggressive and active.
And I would hope that's the case, but hey, I mean, we've heard that each of the last 2 years, and they've been anything but aggressive and active.
Well, have we heard that, like, specifically that they, because I,
last
this
year
is
we
now,
did.
Yeah, I mean, and Dombrowski did that interview, oh my gosh, who was it with, like, a couple weeks ago where he, I think it was all smoke and mirrors. He was like, oh, I think our lineup is fine. You know, we're not looking to do that. And now you hear rumors that they like Buxton, they like some other potential bats, some other relievers. The thing is, like, you're not going to get all of them. There's no way, like, I think that they'll sacrifice and trade some of these top prospects. I don't think they'll trade in Andrew Painter. I don't think they're going to trade a Justin Crawford. So it's what you're able to get in return for the guys that you're willing to give up. And I just don't think it's going to be a massive haul like everyone wants. Like, I don't think you're going to get three players, maybe one or two.
Right. Yeah. I think everybody's in play except for Painter. I think Painter's probably the one they won't trade. I think everybody else got to be on the table, though.
Well, so what I've heard is that they're interested in bringing Justin Crawford up and seeing what he's able to do, even in like a platoon situation in the outfield. The issue I have with that is, why would you wait until after the trade deadline to do that?
It's basically just
do it now.
Well, what it looks like, and this is what's frustrating, is it looks like it's just an excuse not to make a
trade.
You
exactly.
know, and it's like, oh, well, because can't you already see Dave Dombrowski after the season? Well, we thought Crawford was going to come up and help.
Yeah.
Well, you could have brought Crawford up in June and actually seen if he could help you.
Right. And it also just puts a lot of pressure on a young kid who, you know, hasn't been in this big of a spot. And from what I've heard of Justin Crawford, like, that doesn't seem like that's going to really be something that could affect him. But it's not like bringing up a young 20-something kid is going to fix all of your issues. Like, I would love if he came up and was great, but you still have some holes. Like, you still have Bryson Stott, who is second baseman, who has been hitting like a 206 since the start of May. So, like, you have other issues that you need to address that are bigger than what one kid is going to be able to fix.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the relievers go, one of the real big names out there is Emmanuel Clase. Here's Jim Bowden talking about Clase and what he's hearing with him.
I keep hearing Emmanuel Clase's name, and I think Cleveland's at the point now where they're looking at their lineup. They're 26 in runs scored, 20th in home runs, and they're feeling like, look, we can put Cade Smith closing. Let's move on from Clase. He's got an affordable contract. He's signed. We can do well prospect-wise. So, you know, I think they can move him. And teams like the Phillies and the Mets and the Tigers, they have enough in their farm system to make a deal. I think he more likely goes to Philly or the Mets than the Tigers. I'm not sure they're going to do it, trade him in their own division, unless they get overwhelmed.
I mean, Clase would be a heck of an addition. But the one thing that does worry me about him, and especially on this team, he's been great in the regular season. He has not been good in the playoffs. And last year against the Yankees, he had a nightmare series in that ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him as a name that's been tossed around that the Phillies have been attached to. Look, even if he hasn't pitched well in the playoffs, like, I'd still rather the Phillies go for him than the Mets, right? Like, you don't want them to not go after him, and then he goes to a direct competitor. So
if it's him or Romano, I'll take my chances.
Right, exactly.
With Clase.
Yeah, I also think the Orioles have. I mean, what if the Phillies just brought back Sir Anthony?
Well, they're not going to. They're not going to do that because I think they know how dumb
they know
look.
It. Well, yeah, and that's also why, like, with the Rhys Hoskins stuff, like, they're never going to do that because that would be admitting well, that they made a mistake.
The Sir Anthony thing just bothers me so much because, like, you gave him up for Austin Hayes. Yeah. And he's pitching great this year.
Yeah.
And he would have been perfect in the bullpen. I get he wasn't having a good season. Mm-hmm. It just felt like a little early to give up on him last year. But here's one more. And we talked about Byron Buxton a lot. You mentioned this earlier, Devin. But here was what Buxton had to say at the All-Star game regarding a trade with him and whether he'd waive his no-trade clause.
Kind of around 500. The trade deadline coming. Question about whether
he was a
player.
So,
do you pay
attention to that? I mean, I see them, but they don't dictate what we got to do on the field to get ourselves right.
He's being asked
about what? I can't be traded. I got a no trade clause. I'm a Minnesota Twin for the rest of my life. So that's the best feeling in the world, knowing I get to walk into a clubhouse and it's going to say Twins for the rest of my life. I'm a Twin. That's home.
It's hard to hear the question there, obviously. Yeah. But Byron Buxton asked about being traded, and he sounds like he doesn't want to waive his no-trade clause. I mean, I don't know why you'd want to freeze your ass off in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Rather than get traded here and go try to win a World Series. But I don't. I guess do you think, like, do we think that's real, guys? John, do you think that's real, or do you think that's just posturing?
I think... I can't imagine you would not consider other possibilities in sports if I'm in a position where I could go to a different town in a different city that has a better chance to win, that has a pretty, I don't know, that nicer living conditions for my family, like all that sort of thing. I think anything should be potentially negotiable. Even when there's a no-trade clause involved, he can lift said no-trade clause. Can he?
Well, we couldn't hear the question there, but wasn't it a Braves? They're asking about the Braves specifically.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I need to go back and check in the written articles about it, but I'm pretty sure it was like a specific team ask.
Okay.
So when I first saw that he had said that, I was like, oh, well, he's just, you know, posturing. But the fact that he goes on to say, like, oh, it's the best feeling in the world to know that, like, I'm going to be a Minnesota Twin for life. I just don't know if he'd go that far if he was just posturing.
Well, and I also think maybe he's trying to help the organization out a little bit. Like, obviously, he seems happy there. Maybe that can get them a little more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that could be trying to do the Twins a solid on his way out. Because that would be a perfect fit. I mean, that's the guy who I become more and more interested in Byron Buxton, because the year he's having is pretty incredible. And you just stick him out in center field, then you can just do away with Kepler. You can just totally get rid of him. Marsh can kind of be the platoon guy with whoever you have in left.
Kemp?
Otto Kemp. Yeah, that's the name that was escaping me there. But yeah, I mean, Byron Buxton would solve a lot of your issues.
Yeah, yeah, he would. Do you think maybe the Twins would just take Max Kepler back?
No. No.
Throw him in the trade.
I like the thought, but I don't think so.
Tom, you talked about the injuries, though, with Trout. Buxton's played more than 100 games twice in an 11-year career.
Yeah, but
his contract isn't as egregious as Trout's.
No, I understand it's not. I'm just saying if we're going strictly on the injury thing, he's even hurt more than Trout is.
Yeah, but I mean, with Trout, it's more about the contract to me than anything else. I mean, you're not going to take on that kind of contract. But with Buxton, I mean, if you're desperate, nobody's going to be a perfect fit. But I would make that kind of.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sacrifice for a guy like Buxton and what he could provide for you. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil?
Well, shout out to Devin and Ruben Amaro Jr. and also UTK and
Al McGurney
and the Citizens Bank broadcast booth. And Devin, of course, the show 8 a.m. tomorrow with Ruben Amard.
You should hire Neil.
I really
as like
should.
Neil is the biggest fan of your show with Ruben.
Every time he just gets that plug. You plug my show better than I do, Neil. So thank you for that. And yes, Ruben and I will be on air at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, I like the Bucks and saying, you know, but the only thing is you have to give up almost all the prospects. I mean, he's so much of a, you know, like that. Maybe, you know, you were talking about the reliever with Cleveland. How about Kwan, too? You know, if he could actually get a package with both of them, you know, like Kwan and that, or maybe even Ward out of the Angels, because he does have like over 20-something home runs. So even though his average isn't that good, you know, like that, but I think Dombrowski has to make a move, you know, like whether it's the reliever at Cleveland or Chapman or Miller or Batista. I think he has to, you know, and they got till July 31st or 13 days, and it's about time that Dombrowski does what he did with Detroit and Boston and be a Hall of Famer, you know, like make a decent deal with the Phillies. And I think that maybe could, you know, make them a World Series contender. But Dombrowski has to make some good deals.
Yeah, and Kwan's interesting because he's not like what you would think the Phillies need. A left-handed hitter, more of a speed leadoff guy at the top of your lineup. But I do think it would make sense. Like, if you got Kwan, you could put him in the leadoff spot. You put Turner, too. And then it just lengthens everything out a little more where you could have Schwarber hit clean up behind Harper. So, yeah, I'd be interested in Kwan. I think even though he's not typically the perfect fit, I think it would be interesting to add him to the lineup.
Yeah, and Embiid, I think he's either a medical buyout or he is going to go to another team. But I don't think he really has value because he already played any games, you know, last year. And he might be a player like Yao Ming or Bowie that it's just that, you know, like he's not conditioned, you know, well. And, you know, like the chronic arthritis, you know, might be the case that he doesn't come back from that, you know, so.
Yeah, maybe. Do you got something for our side topic, Neil?
Well, I think Britney Spears and her dad, like that whole thing about her money and the estate, and she finally freed up that she could manage her own money. I think that was like a troubling thing, even with like Dr. Phil involved and, you know, the estate and Britney's money or whatever. So I'm glad that she finally got control of her own account and estate.
Appreciate the call, Neil. I'm not familiar enough with that. Was that somebody get caught in that or?
I don't think anyone got caught, unfortunately. Like, I agree with what he's saying. It was wrong. I didn't even know that. I don't know if she definitely has control over her money and estate at this point. I think she still is, like, some sort of supervision. I don't know.
Her parents were, like, taking her money.
I like the idea. I just don't know if it fits the side topic requirements.
Yeah, but a good innovative idea from Neil there.
Yeah,
and Neil really does love your show.
He does.
Every time.
He does. I promise I don't pay Neil. And every Saturday morning, he is the first caller on the board. So
he is.
We appreciate Neil. Yes.
Nice. Nice. Yes. Well, the least Neil finally, after weeks, finally added me in.
Like, oh, yeah, Tom, you do a good job, too.
I was very happy
That's
about
good.
That. Neil, at least I'm getting the pat on the head from Neil now after complaining.
Devin, were you here for the one time he called in and complimented, I think, the entire WIP staff besides Tom?
No. It was the last time we were here,
oh, yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, the morning
like, you know,
show.
The midday show's great. Afternoons
great
is great. Buzz is awesome. You know, Rob Cherry's great at night.
Yeah, I took a lot of
John Johnson overnight. He's like, who else am I missing? Oh, right.
Neil's a big snack.
Rob Ellis, yeah, and Tom's like, okay, I'm like 12th on the list.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Neil. But it's nice
to love Neil.
Here, Neil, give me some props now. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So on the Phillies real quick, because I want to get to Joel Embiid. I actually got an advanced copy of Dave Dombrowski's post-trade deadline comments, and he says he really likes their club. And they didn't really feel like they needed to do a lot. And the video...
Oh, that can't happen.
Don't pay any attention to the fact he's wearing the same shirt he wore when he did it after last trade deadline. It's not just a reboot of last year's trade deadline comments. So, there's nothing out there to do. I mean, there's really nobody out there to really make a tremendous impact, especially the bat you need. So I just don't know what anybody thinks he's going to do. He's never done it before. Not here. So... On Joel Embiid, there's a couple things. I read the article. I don't know why. I don't really care that much about the Sixers, but it's an interesting topic to me. Once again, it's ESPN. This might as well be a public relations piece masquerading as journalism. So you can't really take ESPN seriously as a journalistic outlet. The only one I feel any sympathy for in the entire article is the poor Golden Doodle Klaus that got crushed by the elevator. And
very heartbreaking to read about.
Yeah, let's put that into context. Here's a guy who has an elevator in his house, who spends 18,000 words painting why he's a victim his entire life. So, the question to me is not does he want to be here? The question to me is, why would you want him back? I mean, does it ever work out where a guy goes through these lengths to so publicly and in a detailed fashion wreck the organization that employs him? And then, everything just gets mended and it comes back and it's all good. I mean, he's already said he's never going to participate in a team meeting again. Mm-hmm. Like, why would we want this guy back? I'm not questioning him, but the injuries are the injuries, right? And he's got, no question he's got bad luck. How many times can you get elbowed in the face and have your face broken, right? So there's no question it's bad luck. But this has to end, because the organization has been a joke for my entire lifetime, frankly. And I'm older than anybody in that studio. I mean, they've won two championships in the history of the franchise. But it's 18,000 words of Joel Embiid basically convincing you that you should feel sorry for him and that nothing is his fault and that everything that he has done that is good is all on him. So he makes a comment about James Harden and giving up on James Harden. And I can't understand, like, am I missing something? Because didn't the Sixers opt into the second year of Harden's contract and then he demanded to be traded? Like, he's giving up on who there?
Right. So, and Ken, this is the thing. Like, I find it hard to believe that the Sixers didn't ask Joel Embiid his opinion on James Harden ahead of time. Like, I find that very hard to believe that, okay, well, they made this decision on what the team's going to look like moving forward without any input from him. I don't really believe that, honestly.
This is the Hindenburg, crashing into the Titanic while it's going down in front of our eyes, and we can't see it. And there's no way to salvage this.
Yeah, I agree, Cam. What do you have for our side topic answer today?
So I'm sure nobody in this studio remembers this, but once upon a time in 1980, a guy named Gary Hart ran for president, and he told the press, follow me around, because there were intimations that he was being unfaithful to his wife. So he told the press, follow me around. And they did, and it took him about 2 weeks to catch him being unfaithful to his wife.
I have not heard that one. Appreciate the call, Ken. Thanks. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Tell them to follow you around if you actually are doing something wrong.
Yeah, if you're trying to prove a point and then that happens, probably not. Not the best idea.
The haters said he couldn't do it, and they were right. Shout out to the haters.
there you go.
You've never seen that tweet?
I don't know what you're doing. Have you seen it? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
It's kind of like a meme, as you would say, TK.
But like an actual meme, not just a viral tweet.
Well, I do think I saw that in meme form, Puzz.
Okay, I found a viral tweet, which was exactly what you said. So if you can come up with the meme, I'll buy it. Until then.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to prove anything.
I'm not surprised.
So, yeah. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today.
I was just watching you, Tom.
We'll be back on Monday. Oh, you were watching me?
Creepy? Yeah.
But it's not surprising to me at all.
I was watching Tom.
When were you watching Tom?
On the YouTube feed. And I felt like he does look beleaguered. He looks especially beleaguered today.
Has anyone looked up the actual definition of beleaguered?
I have not looked it up. I'm scared of what I'm going to find.
You know what it is. It's like...
haggard?
Someone who's just constantly... miserable, like
in a very
suffering.
Okay, in a very difficult situation, or surrounded by armed forces aiming to capture it or force surrender? Besieged?
John has no clue what beleaguered.
What are we talking about?
No
clue. What are you talking about?
Who got caught? Tom Kelly.
By suffering.
Military. You're constantly
troubled. So that was the adjective of beleaguered. This is the verb is to cause problems or difficulties for. Lay signs in a place, besiege. I don't know. I don't know.
He has no clue.
I don't know.
What are you talking? No.
Maybe I'm beleaguered by working with you all week.
Do you not? Beleaguered means you are suffering or being subjected to constant or repeated
harassment.
Trouble or harassment.
Yeah, harassment.
Working with
you.
You're the reason why I'm beleaguered.
You're the one who's harassing me.
I
provide a reason. I stated that you are beleaguered. So now you are confirming that you're beleaguered, Tom.
Yes.
Beleaguered, talkative, sensitive, Tom.
Sensitive. Even when I'm miles away from you, you still find a way to beleaguer me.
Yeah, you're picking on TK.
Yeah, to beleaguer
I'm
me.
I'm picking on TK? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
you
about?
You called him sensitive.
He's just...
You've been saying he looks
beleaguered.
Well,
he just said that I beleaguered him.
I mean, I already had to go into HR about him once. I mean, I don't want to have to do it again.
John, pick on someone your own size.
I feel like he's not learning his lesson.
I was just looking at Tom. I mean, watching Tom on the YouTube, and I thought, man, he looks tired. He looks...
I actually had a great night's sleep last night, but thank you for
really?
Saying that. Yeah.
That's
did you
nice.
Really?
That's nice yeah. for you.
Did yeah. you get a nice dinner and stuff?
I did not. I did not, no. But oh, I had a
you got to live it up.
Very nice, restful sleep down here last night.
Well, that's
John.
Good because you had a chance to really do for you yesterday, Tom.
I was not beleaguered yesterday. Time for a window into the weekend. Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So we got the Phillies and Angels this weekend. Golf fans, the Open Championship.
Mm. You love golf, Tom.
And I like watching these major tournaments. Are you a golf on TV fan,
no.
John?
Someone sounds so excited.
John, what are you going to be doing this weekend? What's the window into your weekend?
He's fishing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I will fish early with my daughter, Marlo.
What are you fishing for?
Hopefully I'll be able to get my son up to do that, too.
How early do you go out?
I don't know. Well, as early as I can get them up, I guess. But, again, I don't know where to go where I'm going to catch fish.
I was just going to ask, like, is this saltwater? Like, are you going shore to do
this?
Or
bass,
this is freshwater?
Yeah, freshwater, streams, creek, you know, pond, that sort of thing. We're just looking for spots. I'm going to
do you know how to bait a hook?
What?
Do you know how to bait a hook?
Yeah, Tom.
All right.
Are you serious?
Right. Just making sure. I don't
Come
know.
Come on,
how.
Man. Do you?
I don't. No. I'm not a fisherman.
Oh, man. Okay, so, whoa. I'm that's incredibly troubling. You've never been fishing?
Not since I was a kid. No. I don't have very much interest in fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how to bait a hook, Devin?
Is that when you put like the worm or bait on the hook?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could do that. I have interest in doing that? No.
Right.
I do
there
not.
Is a big difference between knowing how to and actually doing or wanting to.
Yeah.
DeCamera also has no desire to fish. I have a major desire to fish. That'll be early in the morning. And then I get to hang out with Alicia. We go walking, we're doing exercising.
Oh, lovely.
Exciting.
I'll be walking and gardening and I don't know, trying to go out and be active.
Nice. Well, I think what you need to do, John, I think this is probably good. This would bring you guys closer together is you and Joe, I think, need to just go fishing together. And maybe you can
I've
do that.
Offered this.
You can
I've
do
offered
that on
this
the
many
weekends.
Times.
You've offered that to Joe to go fishing with you. I don't believe that.
I have. And he does not take me up on this.
Because I think if you guys went fishing
many,
together,
many, many weekends,
and you
I have offered this.
And you shared a day together, non-work related, maybe you'd understand a little better why Joe needs your support.
No, I have tried to share those days with Joe.
He never takes me up on it. He does. He, like you, has no clue how to fish.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And doesn't
imagine
really
Joe
desire
would be a good
to learn
fishing
fish.
Partner.
The visual of Joe fishing is pretty.
Can you imagine? I think
he's
it's
pretty
a
high
show,
maintenance.
I think
like,
it's
he'd
a
need
show
a snack.
Stopping
he'd
idea.
Like, he'd need very specific circumstances.
Is there air conditioning on the boat?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Guys, we're going to go there. We're going to go there eventually. Joe will catch a fish. I don't know. I can't imagine Joe getting out there and not getting sick. Like, if we go on the ocean, I think he'll be ill.
Seasick?
I think he will certainly be ill.
Ooh.
So maybe we need to start, creek, pond, river.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever that would be, freshwater, bass, that sort of thing. Sunfish even, maybe just start super easy for them. I think it'd be fun. As a show, we could go and we could all learn as a group, Joe and Jimmy and whoever else. Rhea.
I mean, we're right here. Devin,
yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, thanks for the invite. I don't know. You're mentioning
well,
everybody
Tom,
else.
You said you don't really want to fish. Like you're,
we can
well,
still
if
go.
If you invited me, maybe I'd go.
I'll drink a beer and tan
you,
while you guys fish. That's
yeah.
fine.
Well,
you
yeah,
can,
I'd come out
you
watch
can
you
do
fish
that
and drink
while fishing.
Yeah,
it is.
If I'm on a boat, that's fine.
Yeah, kill
if,
two
if
birds
you can
with
get us out
stone.
On a boat, John, I'm down. I'll go fishing
yeah.
with you.
Well, I don't have a boat.
Okay, well, you
I'm just talking
one.
About
you're
like
rich.
Walking to where you throw. No, you're wait. Who's rich?
You're rich.
The
Tom,
former
you're
NFL
rich.
Player.
Late in the NFL
in conversation.
No, Tom. Who was Tom telling me about that was so rich?
I don't know what you're talking about. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, but now it's time to do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile.
Tom's
hey John,
a spoiled
Richie,
rich
I am
kid.
With you, brother. You do not let TK bully you into getting behind Joe DeCamera just because he's your teammate. It's kind of like this Joel Embiid situation. He has the personality of Ben Simmons, the skill of Hakeem Olajuwon, and the body of Greg Oden. And the Sixers got behind him for an additional 3 more years. That won't work out too well, will it?
Ooh.
No, probably not.
That really is a nice analogy there. How's that make you feel?
Not great.
Tom.
It doesn't make me feel great.
Talkative
what's next, Buzz?
Tom. Talkative, sensitive, Tom.
Buzz?
John Ritchie, live your life. Don't listen to them. There's a very good reason why you're not supporting Joe. He's a jerk. He's our jerk. We love him, but he's a jerk. Don't root for him. I'm not rooting for him. Most of the Delaware Valley is not rooting for him. We don't care. He's an underdog. This humble, pious act, John called it out, he is manipulating the entire Delaware Valley into thinking that he is being not pompous.
Don't listen to them, John.
No.
Don't listen to them.
This is what I'm saying.
There you go.
It's an act because he knows he's swaying the people who are undecided, or he's even swaying people who are rooting for Jack. Because it's all an act.
Thank you so much.
No, I think he's
so much for being concise with that times yours call, because now I can just refer to that. Really, can we cut that, clip that, so anytime someone is bothersome, like talkative and sensitive Tom, I can play that clip.
We need, John, you need to understand that Joe is trying to change as a human being. Joe is trying to be less pompous. He's trying to be less arrogant.
Beleaguered and deceived, Tom. Beleaguered and deceived, Tom.
You just got to buy into what Joe is selling you, that's all. Let's get one more in here.
John Ritchie, you just don't get it. Hoodie Hammer
is shtick. He's trolling you. It's false bravado, maybe even to compensate for his low self-esteem. If you think Joe really believes he's a better athlete, you just don't know Joe.
I agree.
Deep psychoanalysis of Joe.
It is amazing. People supposing they know Joe. People know Joe. I think I know Joe, too, sometimes. And I think, Tom, you are being deceived by Joe. And you're eating it up hook, line, and sinker. Like the fish that I hopefully catch this week.
Oh, my God. Clip that, Buzz. What happened there, John? Jeez, that was rough.
Like
that was a rough look for you.
That was like a Joe to camera voice crack times a million.
He was gearing up to hit the finisher, too.
You sound beleaguered, John.
Man, yeah, you do sound beleaguered. Let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That is the worst, though, when you're getting all fired up to make a point. And you think,
and your
like,
voice just
oh,
betrays
your voice
you.
Goes on you.
Yeah,
like oh,
it's tough
man.
Look.
That's rough.
It's a tough
but
look.
I can't say I feel bad for John.
I don't think it's bad.
I really don't.
I mean, he's been picking
bad,
on you all day.
Yeah, I mean, John's not a very nice guy.
No,
he's
not.
One of the things I'm learning.
Yeah, he's a mean person.
And I also
at his core.
And I really don't worry too much about the voice crack thing because it does happen to all of us.
Okay, well, that's important to get out there. So everybody make sure.
I feel fine about it.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Let's go to Dom. What's up, Dom?
How you doing, huh?
Dom.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. What's going on, Dom?
What you thinking about now?
I don't know. This is.
What are you thinking about, Dom? You called
what
us.
What are you thinking about?
Me thinking that Joel Embiid is a bum.
Well, I don't know. I can't really hear Dom. I can hear the guy over
here. Yeah, there's
here.
A guy.
What's he? Did he break news to us that the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, I think he was just, he said Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Devin, do you know that?
And I said, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Go Birds.
Yeah, go Birds. There you go. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Do you still believe this Phillies team can win a World Series? John, your guesses this week have been pretty bad in regards to the Twitter final
way
results.
Off.
Way off. And you usually have your hand on the pulse.
Yeah.
Where do you guess today?
Okay, so the way it's worded is, do you believe the Phillies have a chance to win a World Series?
Can win, yes.
Can win. All right, so that does feel like this is going to be more than 50% because people are hopeful coming off the All-Star game, and it is achievable whether you want to believe it or not. So I'm going to say 60% say that they think we have a chance to win it all.
Much better today. Much closer today. 55% say that they think the Phillies can win a World
Series. That's more than I would guess. Like I would assume that the general sentiment was more negative than that. So that I'm glad it's positive. But
yeah, me too.
I just wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this next week or so is going to be really important in terms of how people feel. Because I think everybody knows, like, and we've watched them all year. They need some kind of a jolt. They need some kind of a jump. And hopefully they do get that at the trade deadline. Because it doesn't just feel like this team needs something like that.
It does. Like, I've genuinely questioned at times, like, if they're bored. Like, if they almost have the same mentality of, like, well, nothing matters until we get to the postseason and prove ourselves again. And because, like, you see that when they have a bad game, they usually come back with these, like, massive 13-0 wins like we saw a couple weeks ago. They need something. They need some.
They're budgeting.
A jolt is a good way to put it. They need something because it's lacking energy.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll do it for us today. Fun week this week. Joe will be back on Monday. So I think they're going to try to do the tennis challenge next week. So, John, oh, we got to get your ball man outfit together. All right,
I am the ball man.
You know, what I want you to do, can you take a picture of yourself in the ball man outfit this weekend and send it to me?
A video.
You got to get your ball man outfit ready.
I need to go find one. You have to do the ball man thing that you just did.
And doesn't he need, he needs the short white shorts, right?
Yes.
The short shorts.
And a sweatband, like a white headband.
Short white shorts, white t-shirt.
I don't have white.
Well, you need white.
Well, that, you know, guess
white
you're not. You and Alicia can walk yourselves to the store tomorrow.
Ooh,
that's what you're
I'll go
get.
To the mall. I'll go to the mall and walk there. You go.
There you go. So that'll do it for us today. Walk. Thank you to Buzz for producing. Louis Coco back in the studio. Fran, Tucker, everybody down here helped out as well.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.